This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم the hadith in a collection of Imam Bukhari narrated to us by Ibn Umar. I may make this the final hadith within the theme of anti-oppression, and just for the purpose of not boring people, even though there's many more to go through, honestly. So I may make this the last one, I may not. I have to contemplate this over the weekend. But this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. And I love this hadith, and I hope that if you don't know it, to try to know it and memorize it and hold on to it, because it's an important teaching. So you can start anywhere, really, it doesn't make a difference. If you start from the left, that's fine. You can close it up till the end of the... because we have only entrances on the right, so if we start from the left, it's fine. And if you start in the middle, it's also okay, as long as we just make sure that we fill out the left as we fill out the right, so we don't end up just with them. All that we care about is you don't end up with people starting in the middle and just closing up the right and then the left being empty. So that's really the only piece that matters.
What happens now is some people started at the left, and then more people came started. I mean, they didn't join the people at the left.
Sure. So it's best wherever it started to join wherever it started. So if you come in and it's already started at the left, go there. If you start at the middle, then go there. But just as long as when you walk into this masjid, because our entrances are all from the right, which is abnormal. Usually masajid, the entrances are from the back, so you get to see. So since we're from the right, you just want to make sure that the left is being filled up as well, so we don't end up with just lines that are just going towards the right. Jazakallah khair. So the hadith that we have in the collection of Imam Bukhari, the Prophet ﷺ says the following: قَالَ لَنْ يَزَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي فُسْحَةٍ مِنْ دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. لَنْ يَزَالَ الْمُؤْمِنُ فِي فُسْحَةٍ مِنْ دِينِهِ مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا. The believer will continue to be fusha means in space, open space. That's what fusha means, and fusha is also recess, as if you went to school in the Arabic world, it's recess, or when you get some time off. But the concept of it is that there's some open space where you're not being pressured, and you're not at the edge of something. So what this means figuratively is that the believer will continue to be safe within their faith, safe regarding their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safe regarding their outcome on the Day of Judgment. They're not playing it close to the edge. They're not in a position where it's dangerous. They're safe. It's an open space and they're safe where they are. The believer will continue to be in a safe space regarding their religion, مَا لَمْ يُصِبْ دَمًا حَرَامًا, until they have blood on their hands. Until they have blood on their hands. Until they do something that causes harm to another person. That's what Daman haram is forbidden blood. What he means by that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that you've now contributed to bloodshed somehow, and there's blood on your hands. You will continue to be, as a believer, in a safe space, meaning inshallah you'll make it, regardless of all the mistakes you've made and the shortcomings, and as long as your hands are clean, yawm al-qiyamah, from blood. That you don't come yawm al-qiyamah and you owe people, and people are oppressed because of you, or you contributed somehow to the bloodshed of others. Because once that's the case, you're no longer in fusha min dinik. You're no longer in a safe space. There's no space anymore at all. Now you're standing right at the edge. You're in a very dangerous position. This is what he's explaining, alayhi salatu wasalam. It's not to decrease the value of salah and siyam and zakah. It's just to say that, look, you want to make sure you make it on the Day of Judgment, come with clean hands, where you did not contribute to the bloodshed and or witnessed it and allowed it to occur with no. This is what he explained, alayhi salatu wasalam. Dam al haram. Contributing to. So imagine those who just don't care. Yeah, so for example, so dam haram, what's dam halal? So if someone's an executionist, that's their job, and someone was condemned to be executed, then that's not dam haram, that's dam halal. So that's what he means by this, because there's haqq. Sometimes that needs to be taken from people, and being a part of that is not considered dam haram, but being a part of any form of oppression, causing bloodshed or causing harm, that you come yawm al-qiyamah, and those stains are there, and those stains don't go away. Not no amount of water will clean them off until you pay your dues. And the mu'min will continue to be safe as long as they're not in that category, as long as they've stayed away from that throughout their lives. And it's something worthy of contemplation.
يروي الإمام البخاري في صحيحه عن عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لن يزال المؤمن في فسحة من دينه ما لم يصب دما حراما صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إن شاء الله حلقة التفسير بعد صلاة السنة حوالي دقيقتين ونص إن شاء الله فصلوا السنة